As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
Ding, ding!
How about we can just watch basketball?
How about we can just watch basketball?
Good morning. Welcome to the Daily Ding. Happy Monday morning here on the Athletic Podcast Network. My name is Jared Weiss. I am joined on Mondays, as always, by Mo DeKeel. What's going on, Mo?
Oh, not a whole lot, Jared. Just ready to talk some hoops with you.
Another good weekend in the association. We're going to get started here by talking about the Brooklyn Nets beating the Phoenix Suns 128-119. And so to talk about this one, we figured why not bring on an expert in Brooklyn Netsery? And we got Alex Schiffer, the Brooklyn Nets writer for The Athletic, here to join us. Alex, what does it feel like covering Sixth Man of the Year candidate Kevin Durant with his 33 points on 12 for 21 shooting tonight?
Actually, it's 10th Man of the Year candidate Kevin Durant, because he was like their last guy subbed in. So get it right.
And he's behind Mike James in the depth chart, obviously.
Absolutely. That's European sensation, Mike James, to you, Jared.
So he was good. Kyrie was good. 34 and 12 for Kyrie, 6 boards, 2 for the point guard, 10 for 19 shooting. It looks like the Nets are able to beat teams when they have two of their superstars together.
Yeah, you know, to me, what's kind of funny is that this game, to me, reminded me of what the original idea was when they first signed in Brooklyn, KD and Kyrie overwhelming a pretty good team. And that's exactly what happened. I mean, they combined for over 60. Phoenix was kind of in control earlier in the game. You know, DeAndre Ayton was giving them some problems. Offensive rebounding was an issue. The switching on defense was another problem. But, Kyrie scored 16 of the first 20 points. He came out hot. And then, you know, the plan was to play Durant light in the first half, so they had him late in the game if needed. And to their credit, I mean, you know, he put up 24 in the second half, and they didn't really have much of an answer for him at all.
I mean, he had to keep up with the biggest star on the Phoenix Suns, Torrey Craig, who had 20 points and 14 rebounds. An unbelievable game for him. He went 6-for-9 from the field and had 20 points. That's amazing. But, you know, Phoenix has been one of the best teams in the NBA this year. They've had a couple tough losses in the Atlantic Division this week. But obviously, we know they're a pretty great team. They lost to the Celtics on the second night of a back-to-back. But this time, they were basically full strength, I guess, without Jay Crowder still playing up against this Brooklyn team, who, of course, is missing Harden. So what did Brooklyn do that really stood out to you to get over the top of one of the best teams in the league?
Yeah, I mean, I think they definitely relied on their star player. You know, it was a rough night for Joe Harris. Brooklyn's 12-1 in games where Joe Harris scores 20 or more points. And it always is crazy to me that they don't try to get him going earlier just based on their success rate when he's really hot. But I definitely think they got a lot out of Jeff Green. Jeff Green, by the way, I hope I'm in the shape Jeff Green is in when he's 34. He just continues to posterize people like he did when you had him up in Boston, Jared. They got a lot out of him. And Blake Griffin, I mean, he continues to get acclimated into the offense. And I think in that second half, once Durant started hitting shots, it opened up the floor for everybody else. You saw Blake Griffin hit some key shots. Joe Harris got going a little bit. Jeff Green. So I think it really was just a matter of that. And also, you know, Phoenix in the first half, they had 10 more shots in the Nets. They were playing at a really fast tempo. And I think the Nets eventually got Phoenix to play to their tempo. And that kind of swung things.
It's amazing. Brooklyn won this game shooting 13 for 28 from three. When's the last time you heard a team shooting that few threes and still hitting that many threes? That was fascinating.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service that you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this? A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package. High-speed internet service required. Terms and restrictions apply.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
Hey, Frank, a little birdie told me you don't need a satellite dish to get DirecTV.
What's the little birdie?
Was it Jimmy the Sparrow?
It's a figure of speech. Point is, you can stream DirecTV over the internet now.
Oh, sure. Next you're going to tell me those big birds are made of metal and filled with people, right?
You mean airplanes?
Stream DirecTV without a satellite dish. Visit DirecTV.com. High-speed internet service required. Terms and restrictions apply.
Now let's check in with the Hawks and Bucks, who the Bucks fell to the Hawks 111-104. Lou Will was legendary at the end of this game. He and Bogdan Bogdanović, they combined for 9 for 10 from the field six times, 27 total points for them in the fourth quarter. They ended up outscoring Milwaukee 27-26 in the fourth.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of a collapse for Milwaukee going into the fourth quarter with the lead, and Lou Williams just goes completely ballistic, and then Bogdanović just continues his hot run. This is really important for the Hawks because Bogdanović is really finding his flow and his rhythm in the offense since the month of April, and you know, they haven't been able to put it all together with Trae Young, who's been out with a sprained ankle, but when they can get all this together, Jared, this is the team everybody was excited about in the offseason. And I think that's going to be something really interesting to watch come playoff time.
I mean, Atlanta is somehow keeping up with the Knicks, who have won 9 straight, but Atlanta is still just red hot. It's funny, I think it was a week ago, last Monday, right, when we did the whole race for the 4-seed episode, and we're seeing that New York and Atlanta are pretty much the two best teams in the NBA right now. I guess you could probably put the Clippers in that fold, but it's just been incredible to see the way they're playing. And this was, I mean, a lot of it was just Bogdanović and Lou just hitting incredible shots in isolation.
Yeah, I mean, they just got going, plain and simple. And I think the other thing that's really important is they were able to get into the bonus early in the fourth quarter, which is something that they didn't get in the first three quarters. And I think when they're able to do that, it was able to get them to the line. They shot 12 free throws in the fourth quarter alone. I mean, that just kind of opened things up for them. And, you know, for the Bucks, this is a pretty big loss. And not in the sense of like, wow, one game really hurts them, but they had a chance to pull within a game of Philly, you know, for the second seed. And I believe two games behind the Nets for the top seed. So, you know, this is just a blown opportunity for them.
It's funny, they're 3.5 games behind the Nets, and then they're also 3.5 games ahead of the Knicks and the Hawks. So I don't think they're probably going to fall there. But hey, if the Knicks win out for the rest of the year, it's very possible.
The Knicks are never going to lose again, Jared. I don't know what you're talking. They're never going to lose again.
I hope they ever. Don't. I hope they don't. Are you concerned about the Bucks, who are 5-5 in their last 10? And this was a game where the defense just knew how to handle Giannis at the end of the game. I mean, Giannis was 11-for-17 from the field. He obviously was very good, but the Atlanta got some really nice stops on him and forced him to make some difficult kickouts or miss some shots at the end of the game.
I'm still not too concerned for Milwaukee. I think everything we're going to know about Milwaukee is going to come in the playoff time. You know, I think they're still experimenting all season and things like that. This hurts, though. Like, there's no denying it, right? Giving up 41 points in the fourth quarter definitely is a blow and is going to hurt their confidence a little bit. But in the grand scheme of things, I'm not concerned about them yet. But I don't feel that great about them either, Jared, at the same time.
So let's look at the end here at the really fascinating miniseries we had over the weekend between Memphis and Portland, with Memphis taking both of them. They won on Sunday, 120-113. They won on Friday, 130-128. You know, on Friday, that was a game where the lead was going back and forth. It was a real thriller, and Memphis closed it out at the end. On Sunday, they were pretty much in control the whole way.
Yeah, I mean, look, this was a big loss for the Blazers, who are struggling in their own right just coming into this series. And now, you know, sitting in the seventh seed and just a half game above the Grizzlies, you know, losing both these games gives the Grizzlies a season series also. So that gives up a tiebreaker. Like, it's just a bad look for the Blazers right now. Damian Lillard really struggled shooting this during this little mini series there. Just not really good basketball coming from Portland right now, Jared.
Yeah, they don't do defense right now. That seems to be a bit of
a problem.
They
didn't do defense all year. Not right now. They didn't do defense all year. They've gotten away with being really good in clutch situations. And even now, that's kind of beginning to come back to normal a little bit. But they haven't been playing defense all year. So let's just not say they haven't been playing defense lately. It's been an all-year thing.
Sure. And I mean, Dame, he went 8-for-27 in this one in the Friday game, 8-for-22. He hasn't been shooting that well at the end of these games, while Ja has just been absolutely merciless attacking the rim.
Yeah, I mean, it's great because Ja has looked a little bit off since coming back from that ankle injury. Like, he hasn't been bad, but he just hasn't looked great, right? And then these two games, I was like, this is the Ja I remember. This is the guy we've been waiting for and been very excited about in his rookie year. And he really took it to the Blazers.
Speaking of waiting for, we finally got to see Triple J, Jaren Jackson Jr. on Friday, 23 points, 10-for-14 shooting in just 25 minutes. It's defense looked a little sluggish, but the guy was just right back to scoring. It was incredible.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not surprised his defense looked a little off just his second game back. I mean, he hadn't played since the bubble. So, you know, coming back from the MCL injury, I think, you know, the defense will take a little time to catch up, but just rolling along, constantly knocking down shots, and really just was he was Triple J. I mean, he just looked great offensively.
And that sounded great offensively, but we're going to have to wrap it up there. So thank you to Alex Schiffer for joining us. You can find him on Twitter, Alex_Schiffer, not just a single underscore. Mo, what's your Twitter handle?
Mo_NBA.
And I'm Jared Weiss, no_NBA. So yeah, be sure to subscribe to all of our other athletic podcasts. We have No Dunks, we have House of Strauss, we have the Athletic NBA Show, where you can find Mo on Nerder She Wrote. And of course, we have plenty of other team-specific podcasts, so you can get all of your local flavor. And don't forget to subscribe to The Athletic at theathletic.com/ding. Mo, I want to have a great week, and there's only one way I can do it, and so here you say my two favorite words.
Ding, ding.